program at 7 after the hour. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Roberta gone for a couple of weeks. So no Queen of Cheap today. However, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, is at work. And as we are into spring, first full week of spring 2014, he'd probably like to know where to buy good, fresh produce. And because...
I'm sorry,
Phil
what?
Lempert, good, fresh produce.
A what?
Good. What is your problem?
Good, you know anybody else that says that the way you do produce?
I say produce.
Well, you can say produce. I'll say produce.
No, that's not what I asked you. I asked you if there's anybody else
I'll say
that you
potato.
Know. I think it's very...
It's like blueberries.
Blueberry.
Yeah.
But see, I know people that say rubbish like you do.
Rubbish.
You have a handful of words that we like to pick out and tease.
Thank you very much.
But and blueberry, I kind of understand. And rubbish, we're kind of...
Well, rubbish is... He says rubbish right.
Yeah. Right. We're all trying to figure out the produce. Is there a...
You're trying to figure out? What are you trying to figure out?
Well, we know what a stickler you are for the English language and to use it correctly.
Right.
So we must be saying it wrong when we say produce, and we don't understand why we're saying it wrong when we say produce.
I don't know that there's a correct... I say it the way I'm used to saying it and the way I was taught or...
Taught, right, exactly.
When you say taught...
And you're the farmer, so we must be wrong.
Well, most people are exposed to words in a way... They aren't... The fourth grade teacher isn't teaching you how to pronounce things for the most part. Your parents are, your family is. Whatever you're exposed to is you are actually learning the language that happens oftentimes cognitively way before you go to school. That's why there's this effort to get kids into school. There are two reasons for that earlier on, because women want to work and men want to work and they don't want to be bothered with their children, so they hustle them off to school or a nanny or something. And then there's the other side that recognizes what a treasure the brain is. The human brain is an amazing, amazing instrument, if you will, a piece of work. By the time you're 3 years old, the brain is formulated well enough so that you actually can begin to learn. You can begin to speak. You can begin to understand words. You can begin to understand expressions. You can start to write. All that sort of thing is possible. So in terms of what you're exposed to, before most of us have been to school, you started when you were five, probably, Richie. Jennifer, I'm guessing you started when you were five, maybe four in preschool.
Oh, Kenny, earlier, yeah.
At what age did you go to school? Do you remember? First time?
Four or five, I think.
Yeah, okay. So you've had a year.
I was nine.
To be
we wouldn't expect anything less, though, Richie.
I'm not surprised at that.
I can't remember.
Yeah. All right, so, but the point here is that you're exposed to lots of things. I may have been exposed to those words earlier on. Or growing up on the farm, I heard the produce guy say produce.
Right.
And I heard him, he grows blueberries, and that's where he said the raspberries or whatever it is. That's what I heard.
And you guys are the ones who grow it.
I just think it may be a New England colloquial, whereas it isn't said like that in the Delmarva where you are.
Correct.
Or where Jennifer is in the Valley, or where Kenny is.
Totally.
Came from
we don't
Carolina.
Say that at all. Totally. Like, oh my God.
Not at all. All right, so anyway. The point I was trying to make is that Phil Lempert has done extraordinarily good job, as he usually does, at helping you find and not pay a lot of money for the food that you eat. He's interested in you knowing what's around, although his emphasis is on good food and produce. As a matter of fact, our poll today reflects that. What spring produce is your favorite? A, strawberries. B, apricots. C, kiwis. D, mangoes. E, oranges.
How about F, yes?
Well, strawberries won't be around until June, for the most part, in the area where Richie and or I are. Apricots, I thought those were year-round. I don't know even where they come from.
Apricots are in the spring. I just read a story about them.
You said apricots, and I say apricots.
Yeah, I say apricots, too.
Really?
Yeah, I do, too.
Do you say kiwis?
I say kiwi.
Yeah, kiwi.
And I say strawberry. No, I say strawberry.
Mangoes? Where?
I say mango.
Mangoes.
I'd like a mango. No, I say mango.
Mango. What is he in?
Only pun in Game of Life.
Thank you, Kenny. Kenny's been around me so long, you can finish my sentences. All right, so anyway, tell us what your favorite produce is. Yesterday, our poll, where did you last play a video game? 32% of you said on your computer. Let's see here. 22% said on your television, 21% said on your phone, 15% said in an arcade, and 11% said on my gaming system. And we didn't have one here for somebody like me who's never played a video game. Anybody else never played?
You've never played. I have never played a video game in your life.
I have never had any drugs. I've never smoked. I don't drink well, and I don't do video games. So what
You're
does
so
that mean?
So boring.
Dullest guy.
I'm gonna start calling you Sandy D.
I actually think I'm a fairly interesting fellow. If
you
don't
are.
Interesting, yeah, but still boring.
Really?
Yeah. You talk funny. That's what makes you interesting.
I do. That's right. Exactly. Okay. So until we get, we're actually interested in the plane. We're going to get to that in a moment. And then the Washington State mudslide. Good news for those of you who are looking at the gas pump and seeing outrageous prices for gasoline. My God. $4.19 for a gallon of gas here. We're Kenny down where you are. It's probably about the same. Richie, what'd you pay for the last 407.
We're 315 something.
Yeah, it was 360 when I was home the last time on the East Coast. Yeah.
No, we haven't seen $3 in Los Angeles forever.
You're in California. You're crazy there.
So the Coast Guard is reopening one of the busiest seaports in Houston. There was a big oil spill, and that caused the this is the thing that in commodities, they use any excuse to jack up the price. So the Houston Shipping Channel was closed because 170,000 gallons of crude oil flowed into the channel, and that forced its closure. 80 barges that were full of crude oil were just pushed to the side until this thing got cleaned up. Excuse me. So that pushed up the cost of gasoline, or I'm sorry, the cost of a barrel of oil by $1.70. That's for, internationally, the cost of a barrel of oil went up $1.70 because of an oil spill in Houston that lasted 2 days.
Because they love the excuse.
Right. Yeah. They look for any excuse.
Any excuse.
Just to lay it to you.
Right. It's just an incredible reality. Okay, anyway. Did I ask you off the air? I was thinking about this on the air. A friend of mine, not a good friend, but somebody that I know and like and respect as a broadcaster, his name is Shotgun Tom Kelly, here in Los Angeles on K-Earth, had a quadruple bypass. He was walking to work. He lives close enough to the radio station so that he walks about a mile to work every day. He's walking to work a couple of weeks ago, and he feels this real sharp pain in his chest. So he goes into the studio, about to go on, and he feels another sharp pain, and another, and another. And so he says to the boss, "Hey, I got these pains in my chest. What do you think I should do?" The boss says,
"Go to the doctor, perhaps.
Maybe you ought to go get a checkup." So he does, and they immediately take him to the hospital. And he's apparently, his doctor was down in San Diego, Kenny. So somehow or other he contacted, anyway, he had a quadruple bypass. I was going to send him a get-well note. But I was thinking, what makes somebody who's gone through that feel well? What would you send as a note to somebody who's been through what he's been through? I started out the note by saying, "Hope all your new parts are working well." And so, what do you say after that? It's just a nice greeting. It's probably all...
Yeah, glad to hear you're feeling better, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a really nice guy, then.
He's a very good guy.
Tom.
Yeah, no, he's a very good guy. Yeah, bald as a cucumber.
But he wears that hat. He wears the hat that Pharrell wore to the Grammys.
Yeah.
He wore, like, the scout hat.
Tom wore it first.
Yeah, of course he did.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, you remember listening to him in San Diego for many years, Kenny, right?
Yeah, he still has a place down here.
Yeah. Right. I think his daughter, he told me, lived down there someplace. If I'm not mistaken, get a daughter. At any rate, okay, enough gossip. How about, as long as we're talking about your heart, Heart Factors Plus. See, I can get into a story anyway to get to a commercial. Heart Factors Plus.
You're pretty slick.
You see, if Shotgun Tom had been taking Heart Factors Plus, he most likely would not have had the problem that he has. He's about my age. Been on the radio for a long time. I don't know. He doesn't look like he's really out of shape, but I'm guessing he doesn't do a lot of physical activity. And so at the age of 45 or so, about Richie's age, Kenny's age, might have started taking Heart Factors Plus, if, in fact, it was around then, but it wasn't. But it's around now. So Richie and Kenny and you can start with Heart Factors Plus. And Jennifer, when she gets to be that age in about 10 years, she can get on it as well, so that your life and your body and everything will be better. Blood circulation issues, gonzo. Poor circulation, gonzo. All of the things that you need your blood to circulate well through your body for are dealt with Heart Factors Plus, because it's loaded. Loaded, 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 loaded with nitric oxide, which is what makes everything function. Your muscles, your heart, your head, everything. Get the blood in there. If you've got swelling in your feet, this will take care of it. It's really an amazing product. Heart Factors Plus, an astounding cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, and that's what you want. Better doctor visits, not have to worry about all of the things that Tom had to worry about. Heart Factors Plus gives you power. 800-577-8560. Help yourself to live longer. 800-577-8560. Order it now. Mention Doug Steffen. You get a free bottle of the CoQ10 and fish oil formula for trying Heart Factors Plus. Upgrade your health. Call 800-577-8560. Longer, happier, healthier life comes from having a healthy body. 800-577-8560.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-381-3296. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-381-3296. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-381-3296. That's 1-800-381-3296. 1-800-381-3296.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Rich.
What time is it?
Hey, Richie, it's almost 21 minutes after the hour.
You guys are so smart.
Time flies.
Almost. Time is flying, as a matter of fact. A lot of information yet to come, and conversation, and a laugh or two. How about that?
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
John said I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call
call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep.
So it appears that on The Voice they're getting to more pop songs, so either they're good and not distracting. For example, here, Team Adams, Dawn, and Hawks. And then Josh Murley, who, Dawn and Hawks are together, Josh Murley. So they're competing to see who survives and who might be stolen by another team. So here we are, stuck in the middle with you.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
Really? Steelers Wheel, the name of the group.
Oh, Jerry Rapper. Yep.
This didn't sound like
it. I've been trying to make some sense of it all. But I can see it makes no sense at all. Well, is it cool if I go sleep on the floor?
This is Dawn and Hawks.
What's cute about this?
Shakira, who's a Colombiana, like my esposa, my wife.
She's pretty.
And she's adorable. She was bouncing around in her chair. She had never heard this song in her life.
Really?
And Adam was just like, really? You didn't have this song in Colombia? And I asked my wife, did you ever hear this song in Colombia? She goes, no, I never heard this song. But it was very cute to watch. And I thought that the duo there, was it Dawn and Hawks? I thought they did a good job.
All right, so here Adam chooses the winner from his two teammates.
First of all, you guys are excellent, excellent.
Thank you.
You know, it wasn't meant to blow the roof off the building. It was meant for me to kind of see how you guys are going to handle this on your own. You know, having fun, you know. I think that we achieved what we wanted to by making Shakira want a beer. And I'm happy because I really got a clearer look at you guys, each individually as singers. And you did a great job.
Adam, I know it's hard, but the time has come. Who is the winner of this battle?
Dun-dun-dun.
I have to go with my gut.
Tell you tomorrow.
I say that a lot.
Yeah.
Boring.
I've taken everything into account based on what I think I need to do moving forward. The winner of this battle is Dawn and Hawks.
All right, so then Shakira steals Josh to her team.
Yes, and one of the goofy things about this show is just that part right there, where they make
so foolish.
Oh, gee, wow, this is really tough. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, you know.
It's annoying.
Come on, get to it. It's so fake. Yeah. It's very fake.
All right, so here are Team Usher's contestants, Bria Kelly and Tess Boyer, with Peace of My Heart.
Was that 12 there, Dudley?
It would be 12 there.
Well, not bad.
of this was when Usher was trying to teach them how to sing this song. And he was saying, you cannot sing this song and use proper English. You cannot go, come on, take another piece of my heart now, baby. It's guttural. It's from down inside.
So they were transferring well in my class then.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You'd have to let it go this time.
So the outshoot of this, excuse me, is that Usher chooses Bria. You can't tell who is who by listening to this. Richie seems to think Bria was a little more animated. So Blake took Tess to his team.
Ooh, he's still are good.
28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, every year, hundreds of thousands of Americans get a new pet either by adopting a new puppy or purchasing a new puppy. I always recommend adopting. Most puppies don't complete their rounds of immunizations until they're 4 or 5 months old, so most vets recommend that you keep them inside. When you're bringing a new puppy into your household, it's really important to puppy-proof the house. Crawl around the house on your hands and knees to look at life from your puppy's point of view and make it safe. And what about training? A lot of people say don't start till the dog is 6 months old. Well, the same energy and the same intelligence it learns for a puppy to have something wrong can be used to teach the puppy how to do something right. So I recommend start your puppy's education. Start training at a very young age. 8 weeks old is when I start. And you can do it very gradually. Make it fun play periods like kindergarten for your cat or your kindergarten for your dog. 4 or 5 minutes at a time, always giving the pet a lot of praise, and they'll be absolutely fine. Bringing a puppy to the house, a great idea. Education, socialization, the most important thing you can do. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to The Pet Show.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We take a walk.
All right, who's walking, who's riding, who's sleeping, who's waking up? It's all a part of the scenario here. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and Dudley here with a clear view of what's happening around the country and around the world today. Lots and lots of people are still sort of trying to figure out the Malaysian Airlines situation. Did they find the plane? Did they not find the plane? The people in Malaysia would like nothing better than to close this case. Not so fast.
Something fishy.
Yep. Other than all the fish that are floating around. That plane, if it went down in the Indian Ocean where the Malaysians say they want you to believe it went down, the ocean in shallow areas there is 14 miles deep. So how long do you think it's going to take him to find this? Is a convenient place to lose a plane where nobody can ever find it. And speaking of that, we at DougSteffen.com today have a story about 10 different planes, including this one, that have mysteriously vanished without a trace. You think this is the first time this ever happened? No! There have been lots and lots of planes. Well, lots and lots. I mean, no wreckage, no bodies ever recovered. On May 25th, 2003, 727, stolen from an airport in Angola. This was a jet that had been used by American Airlines, and then it was sold to a Miami-based company, leased it out to Angola Airlines, and disappeared. Certified flight engineer, aircraft mechanic, and private pilot was working with Angolan mechanics to return the flight, the plane to flight-ready status after they tried to figure out nobody could fly the plane. However, apparently, remember back when the 727s, well, the early 737s, too, maybe you don't even remember this, the early 747s required a three-man crew. The DC-10s had a three-man crew.
I remember
crew
that, where the guy would sit in the back.
Right. Well, no.
The third chair,
right? Engineer.
The third chair, right.
Yeah, third chair. Anyway, Kenny, this is a rather complicated story, but it's one of many that you found in nosing around that when these planes happen, there are some that go to the go back through the jet era, some to earlier days when they had the so-called super constellation. Ever see pictures of these prop jets, four-engine prop jets? The first ones that Pan Am flew across the Atlantic and Eastern flew from New York to Miami.
It wouldn't be a jet then.
No, no.
It would be a propeller plane.
Right. Well, some of the later models had they were jet prop planes. Excuse me. But anyway, the point is that a lot of planes have disappeared without a trace. And there's some interesting stories that would make a great Twilight Zone episode, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Or a TV show called Lost.
Well, that would be one.
Did you see the squadron of the five planes that all disappeared?
That's another story in there. So altogether, how many of these planes have disappeared? This is what gives people the credence for, you all say, you raise your eyebrows and say, this guy's nuts talking about something coming from another planet, another world, or disappearing into a black hole. So where did all these planes go? Nobody knows.
Nope. Nobody knows.
Just disappeared. So is this just conjecture as to what happened to the Malaysian plane?
And back to my comments yesterday about how much, at what point do you just say it's gone?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
and how, as a family member, I mean, how difficult is that to let that go? You know, these guys all got text messages yesterday saying, oh, sorry, bummer, plane crashed. But there's no, there's no hard evidence. I mean, is it closure?
Well, and China is demanding proof of this.
I think they should.
Yeah. No,
everybody should be demanding proof.
They're just saying to the Malaysian authorities, listen, you saw this new radar blip.
They want this to go away. Mm-hmm.
We want proof of this new radar blip that you talk about.
Nonsense. All right, so anyway, the story that is in rather stark detail about the 10 planes that have mysteriously vanished without a trace, check it out, DougStephan.com. There are a lot of reasons put forth with all of our experiences to help. Richie's very helpful, and that's why he's here on the program. Jennifer is, Kenny is, Roberta is with her Queen of Cheap. I'd like to think we all put our heads together to come up with ideas that will help you. There's a term that has emerged this year called Spring Allermageddon. And it's aimed at you understanding how bad the allergies are going to be this year. Every year they seem to get worse and worse. I've been going through this for years. Because there's more crud on the planet. And more things that are
resistant. Well, and more stuff polluting our eating, too. I mean, I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. So, as the blossoms come out, Richie, you'll be seeing blossoms very soon in the Washington area if you haven't seen them already.
Cherry blossoms are already out in bloom.
I love that.
Okay, so what do you think is going on in your lungs when you see that yellowish-green pollen on the front of your car? Or on the steps of the house?
I'm not as worried about that as the stuff that Jennifer is referring to, where we eat it and it gives us a different reaction than we're used to that yellowish green pollen.
You mean if it's on the food?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Toxins in your food that make you not be able to handle the things that you're breathing in during allergy season.
What would be an example of that?
I will just tell you the quick story of my friend Mike, who works here, who was having some issues with the skin issues and went on an extreme low gluten, non-processed food diet. He's been on it for a year or two, and his allergies have gone away.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He used to have serious
healthy
allergies.
Healthy gut, better allergies, for sure.
And it's all but gone away. He had no allergies last year, and so far this year is not suffering anything, but it's still early. And he did it with diet.
Yep. One of the persons that I have seen to try to figure out what's going on with me and why my stomach is upset keeps going back to dairy and suggesting to me that that's the most common cause of the kind of problem that I'm complaining about.
But you don't
about.
Eat a lot of dairy. You just eat ice cream, don't you?
I have ice cream, but I don't eat. I haven't had. I bought 3 pints of ice cream when I got here in January. There's still 2 pints left in the freezer.
Wow.
I have a little bit of milk on my cereal, and if I can find raw milk here in California, I use it. Have raw milk on my cereal at home. That's it. That's all I have for dairy.
Cheese.
I very
little
cheese.
You don't need a lot of cheese.
I don't need a lot of cheese. Yeah. But it could be that, we've tried to go the lobster route, and now it may be that all shellfish is something I need to stay away from. And I said, why? This has never happened before. And they say your body changes as you get older, and it's going to have different allergies, like poison ivy. When I was a kid, I could smell it, and I'd get it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 14, from 14 to now, I never got another. I never, ever have had another bout of poison ivy. Your system changes. So if you had the problem and you thought, okay, I'm safe, maybe not. Speaking of being safe, in a moment, before Jennifer does her television report, a couple of important stories there, too, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Some tips for men that will help you. I think that these are just general things. We'll all take a few of these, and we'll hit the high spots. Ultimate tips for men next year on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back at the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Spring is just around the corner. Time to renew, redo, and make over. Beauty and lifestyle expert Stacey Cox has the scoop.
Spring is a great time to give your medicine cabinet some TLC and update your health-related products. First, let's focus on your smile. Things that you want to be consistent with are replacing your toothbrush every 2 to 3 months. You want to have a good mouthwash. And the other thing you want is to be consistent with flossing. And for denture wearers, Cox has tried using an adhesive to protect your mouth. 80% of denture wearers are dealing with some form of gum irritation, so what Fixident did to address that issue was come out with Fixident Plus Gum Care. It holds the denture firmly in place, and it alleviates that soreness and that discomfort so that people can eat, drink, talk, and go about their day and have a high quality of life. So go to Fixident's Facebook page, and you'll get more tips and more support from them. Other things you need to do, check the labels and discard anything expired. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
All right, 16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie came up with a list of things that are for men anyway, a way for you to strategize your way through life.
Well, you know these lists that you see on Facebook, and it has life tips and everything. This one is actually really good. And basically it's things your father probably told you, but just in case you didn't cover them all, here are a few you may have missed.
Mm-hmm.
For example, go for women you perceive to be out of your league. You may surprise yourself.
So you went for somebody who was out of your league?
Oh, she's way out of my league.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I
definitely married up, and I got
with
lucky.
Me. Kenny, you think, well, you're just saying this because you love your wife. Kenny, you think your wife was out of your league, too?
Oh, yeah.
All men marry up.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Smart ones do.
Yeah.
At least maybe the second time.
Every hat should serve a purpose.
Hmm.
Really? Never take her to the movies on the first date.
Why?
Because it's a boring first date. You don't get to talk.
Oh, okay.
Nothing looks more cool than a well-tailored suit.
Mm-hmm.
Shave with the grain on the first go-around. Here's one I teach my son.
Ultimate tips for men. Yes,
always look a person in the eye when you talk to them.
Absolutely.
Always. That is one of the most important things you do.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing I teach my son. Buy a plunger before you need a plunger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth before you put your tie on.
Very good idea.
A small amount of your paycheck should go directly to your savings account every month.
Very good idea.
Call your parents every week, Dudley.
Here's another. I can't. Well,
yeah, you can't do that.
You know, here's one of the things. Can I go back to the paycheck thing?
Yes.
Part B of that, always know what you're paying in taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very good.
I agree with that.
Never wear a clip-on tie.
Never.
Give a firm handshake.
Absolutely. My father taught me that. Firm, firm handshake.
Nothing worse than a man with a weaker handshake than you have.
Yes. Jennifer, here's one for you. Compliment her shoes.
Thank you.
Here's one for me. Never leave a pint unfinished.
Really?
Right.
If you aren't confident, and I lived this one. If you aren't confident, fake it. It will come.
We're going through a list of tips
my life
for men that Richie posted on his Facebook page. Go ahead, Richie.
Let's see. Be conscious of your body language.
Yeah.
That is one I try to think more about nowadays.
Why? What do you say?
You know, sometimes I feel like I'm crossing my arms or I'm not giving.
Cross your arms, that means you're trying to keep people out.
Right. It's, you know, so I try to be more conscious of that nowadays. Mm-hmm. Yep. Never lend anything you can't afford to lose.
Mm.
Ask more than you answer. Everybody likes to talk about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Keep a change of clothes at work. And this is what my dad taught me. Buy high-quality tools so you only have to buy them once.
You know, I subscribe to that on the farm, except that what happens is people use them and they lose them. They drop them. They're out in the middle of the field or something. I used to do that.
Yeah, that's maddening. Yeah. Manliness is not only being able to take care of yourself, but others as well.
Hmm.
Go with the decision.
Like that. That's something that I...
Manliness is not only being able to take care of yourself, but others as well.
The people you care about, your children, the woman, or in this case, this is for men, to the woman that you love. I've said that.
Here's one that my buddy was a Scientologist taught me, that he learned with Scientology. When you walk, look straight ahead, not down at your feet.
Yep.
That's true.
Look down at your feet, you're just going to find pennies on the
side. We'll finish it off with the most important one I ever realized in my life, is find your passion and figure out how to get paid for it.
Yep, exactly. And maybe have a better passion, get paid better.
There you go.
One of the things that I liked on this list, no matter what your job or status in life, everybody deserves respect.
Yes.
That's true.
They earn it.
And you never know who's going to be your boss someday.
Right. Yeah.
And this is only about 25 of these things. So you can go to our Facebook page and see the whole list of 45 and share it. It's good information.
All right. Meanwhile, speaking of information, Jennifer's here. An update for those of you who are wondering about the Good Wife killing off Will Gardner. What's the story there with the reaction, Jen?
Well, the story is he's gone. He's dead on the show. But he wanted to leave a year ago. And he told everybody that he did. They asked him to stay for an extra year so they could weave it into the storyline, and so he agreed to that. But it was his choice to leave the show, and the Good Wife took advantage of that to give kind of a shocking spin to the season. And now you're going to have to see how all the chips fall with Juliana Margulies' character on the show.
Well, she loved him.
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking, real conflict with her husband, who's played by Chris Noth. Okay.
Judge Joe Brown in a little bit of trouble. Remember him?
Yeah.
He was arrested yesterday after having a meltdown in a Memphis courtroom. He showed up to represent a client in a child support case, but he was told when he arrived that there was no record of the case. According to TMZ, the judge lost it. He became verbally abrasive. He nearly incited a riot. When he refused to calm down, he was arrested and cited for contempt. And he's been ordered to spend 5 days in jail. Poor Judge Joe Brown.
What do you think will happen with his television show?
How does
he refer to that on his television program?
NBC. Well, now he has sympathy, I guess, for his folks in the court. NBC's renewed three.
By the way, that's one of the things. Excuse me. On the tips for men, the first one to get angry loses. That's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Go ahead. Excuse me.
NBC renewed Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Grimm for next season. More renewals expected to come this week from that network. Drew Carey and Craig Ferguson are going to have a little bit of fun for April Fool's Day. They did a video that went viral this week and announced basically that they would be switching jobs.
Yeah.
So Craig Ferguson and his whole late night or late show crew will actually join The Price is Right. And then Drew Carey will come over and host Craig Ferguson's show. He's going to interview Carl Reiner and Connie Schultz.
That's cool.
By the way, on that list of that Richie came up with that's posted at a Facebook page, women find confidence sexy as hell.
These are
tips for
they also
men.
Love to do their own TV reports.
Hey, Jennifer, luck favors the prepared.
Yeah. Good for you, Jennifer. 51 excuse me, after on your day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses.
byproducts from municipal water. Brookie water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention, all baby boomers and Kmart shoppers. How'd you like the fitness of a 22-year-old and the energy of a fit person half your age? You can learn now how one man has accomplished that, and he's spreading the word through his pre-crowdfunding campaign. And that's what's up right now with the startup person Mike Hayes on Good Day.
Welcome to Startups in Action. I'm small business media mentor Mike Hayes. For nearly 3 years, we've been exploring all forms of crowdfunding intelligence, from pre-crowdfunding to post-crowdfunding. Few news stories continue to get as much attention as obesity in America and solving the health problems of aging baby boomers. If you're a boomer like me, you're going to enjoy meeting today's guest, who at age 71 has a fitness age of 22 and the energy of a fit person half his age. Rico Cabegli is the author of 15 books on health, wellness, and longevity. His passion now is to help as many individuals as possible to be the best they can be, so they can contribute to creating a healthier, more prosperous, and happy world for everyone. And right now, Rico is out spreading the good news for his upcoming crowdfunding campaign launch. Rico, why has America become the fattest and one of the most unhealthy countries in the world?
Well, there's three main reasons. The first reason is, you know, we're eating way too much of this processed junk food. You know, our food manufacturers now are producing, they're not producing real food, they're producing food-like substances. And they have figured out what they call the optimizer. They know the optimal amount of salt, sugar, and processed fat that actually gets people addicted to their food. So people are addicted to eating this junk processed food. That's what's making them obese. And the second reason is, of course, is lack of movement. You know, people are just tied to their computers and their smartphones, and we know now that people watch 5 hours, average person watches 5 hours of TV. So it's this lack of movement. They've got to get off their butt and start moving. And the third reason is abuse of prescription and over-the-counter drugs in America. We now know that abuse of these drugs and overdoses and wrong prescriptions and infection that you get in hospitals is actually the third leading cause of death in the United States.
Okay. And why do you say ageless living lifestyle is the solution?
We know now the problem really is our unhealthy lifestyles. Even the American Medical Association will now say that 80% of degenerative diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, which is killing most people, is preventable with a healthy lifestyle. We also know now that our genes play a very small role in how healthy and how long we're going to live. So the ageless living lifestyle is a complete mind, body, and spiritual system of proven strategies that I'm very confident will give most everyone the best opportunity to avoid disease and old age and live a much healthier, energetic, and vital long life.
How did you develop ageless living lifestyle, and who can benefit the most?
Well, I've had the good fortune for the past 33 years to be a personal health and fitness trainer and coach. And in that time, I've been able to work with hundreds of individuals of all ages and all different fitness levels and with many different health challenges. So I was able to see, you know, what physical and mental neglect does for the physical body and how it creates premature aging. But also in that time, I was able to discover and to research and to also develop my own strategies that can not only reverse a lot of these premature aging, but it can prevent it as well. It's really for people who really want to look forward to aging instead of having dreading that they're going to end up in a nursing home.
And how can people learn about your Ageless Living system?
Well, they can go to my website, agelesslivinglifestyle.com. And my first recommendation would be to pick up a copy of my book, Ageless Living. That's got all I've learned in those 33 years that I've been studying aging and longevity and health. And so I put everything that I've learned and I boil it down to the real essentials. And then the second thing I would recommend is I also have an online 12-week Ageless Living Lifestyle workshop where each week you get an audio from me, you get a PDF, and you get some videos, and I tell you exactly what I want you to do each week. You get a copy of the book, and you go through the book, and you'll actually, in 12 weeks, you'll develop your own personal Ageless Living Lifestyle wellness strategy, and I'm going to coach you all along the way. So that'll really make sure that you actually get it done and start to do it.
Thanks, Rico. And do you have a pre-crowdfunding special offer for our listeners?
Yes, my special offer is, if you want to go to my website and buy my Ageless Living book, I will also include a 30-minute free phone consultation. And my contact information is on the website, so just send me an email and say you heard this offer on the radio show and send me your phone number, and I'll call you up and give you that free consultation.
If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, visit crowdfundingintelligence.com. For Startups in Action, I'm Mike Hayes.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.